A piece of Guelph's history is opening up for the first time in 5 years. The Albion is holding a grand reopening of its cocktail bar and restaurant March 14 to 17. But when you walk inside, be prepared for a blast from the past, with a fresh coat of paint for the new generation. The idea was to bring back a version of the Albion that is the old Albion, but older than anyone's ever experienced before, and lean into that kind of nostalgic, kind of gangster vibe that this place just has naturally, said business manager Aaron Soch. The opening weekend dates are purposeful, as it marks 5 years since the business had to close due to the pandemic. The second floor has been holding some regular events. Local businessman Thomas Gofton, best known for the Round Table, bought the building and extensive renovations have taken place. The limestone brick has been exposed for the first time in generations. Mark Pear, Guelph Today. Everything has been replaced, Gofton said. The walls have been taken down and rebuilt, the wiring and the piping everywhere has been rebuilt. We blew all the walls back to the stone for the first time in over 100 years. That stone is getting some visual exposure since before our grandparents were alive. The floor has been replaced. The establishment has a 1920s New York Gatsby speakeasy feel to it. The first floor has a main room with a bar and seating for meals and gatherings, Victorian-style lighting and hints of the past scattered around the room and on the walls. A small gong in behind the bar will be struck to signal last call each night. A grand piano is the centerpiece of a second room on the main floor, where the plan is to have pianists come in and provide entertainment. Speaking of entertainment, the second floor will be used for a plethora of shows, from open mic nights to psychic mediums, karaoke, drag shows and more. The restaurant provides a 1920s New York Gatsby theme. Mark Pear, Guelph Today. The menu options will be diverse, with Parisian-style mains, but you can also get that side of fries with a pint. The selection of liquor is limited to begin, but the plan is to scale up as time goes along. The bar will have 12 beers on tap, including local ones. Gofton admits there are going to be haters due to the cost, and for those who want their cheap beer and mussels, to each their own. We can't do that, nobody can do that after post-COVID expenses, he said. There's no way you're going to get a $4 Caesar anywhere. What we are going to do is we're going to give you an entry-level ability to enjoy cocktails at a reasonable rate, which is still cheaper than a lot of places. It's going to come in a real glass, and it's going to have real alcohol. The plan is to add services like lunch and coffee, a weekend brunch program and a breakfast menu. As for the hours, the plan is to have regulated evening hours, and hours will ramp up from there depending on staffing availability. The flower will be fully in bloom by patio season, Soch said, noting things will be fully operational in April. Gofton said there have been a number of roadblocks, but he doesn't blame the city for the difficulty, knowing the city wanted to ensure everything was taken care of. I'm not a contractor, so all the things I got frustrated at in the end is because I didn't know any better, he said. He said the city worked with him at every step to get to the most important step of them all, opening weekend, marking the latest chapter in a building that dates back to the 1850s and has seen many changes and many stories. Soch feels there is a spirit in the building guiding them along the way. I don't think the spirits have a problem with us, he said. I feel like we understand the spirit of this place, and it's in the right hands. We're making something for everyone to enjoy, Gofton added. But mainly for all generations to try and create new memories here for as long as I can hold this place.